Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl is presented by UFC Fight Pass. See the best that UFC Fight Pass has to offer on the Fight Pass 24/7 stream, offering a constant channel of historic fight action all day, all night. Tune in, sit back, and enjoy a network created by fans for fans. Step into our world. UFCFightPass.com. Sex and violence. Hey guys, welcome back to Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl, presented by UFC Fight Pass, the show that interviews top-level MMA fighters and other experts in their fields about love, dating, romance, and that all-too-taboo subject, sex. I'm your host, Ashley Rebel Girl Evan Smith. Now let's talk about sex and violence.
What's happening, hot stuff?
What's up, my naughty, naughty listeners? Okay, so it is September 30th, which, Zol, I don't know, that's like spooky season, right? We're not technically in October, but it's like Halloween.
Not Scary Farm's open, so it's spooky.
Okay, it's spooky. It's getting spooky out there. Are you a Not Scary Farm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I'm always afraid if I go to like Not Scary Farm that someone's going to scare me and I'm going to do like a psh, like natural reaction.
Done it.
Zol, you punched somebody. Wow. Okay.
I was a teenager.
Because they used to hide in bushes to grab your face.
Okay. So
I didn't get in trouble.
All right. You know, and I would not intentionally punch one of the zombies or whatever. All right. Last episode, I asked you guys, what the fuck is happening for Halloween? I still don't know what my plans are. I got a whole month, so no worries. Some updates I want to give you guys are, tomorrow night, Bellator is here in Southern California at the Long Beach something. It's in Long
Beach.
Sports convention. Thank you, Zol. And the card is stacked. Aaron Pico, AJ McKee, like all of our great local guys. Actually, Pico's not local anymore, but it's a really cool card. There's also the UFC Saturday, which I just saw yesterday that fucking Mark Zuckerberg basically bought out the whole arena, which, like, what is this guy doing? He's everywhere. I just went to Hawaii. Oh, that's what he did? Okay.
I don't know if he did it, but he wants to give the ticket.
Oh, so Mark Zuckerberg bought out the entire UFC arena on Saturday and just to give away the tickets to his friends?
So, yeah.
That's wild. I really hope that...
admirable, I guess you could say. But I think he's going to give it to... He's not going to give it to just the average.
To be honest, I just hope that the seats are filled because I literally...
Yeah, right?
It takes away from the fighter's experience of getting that enjoyment of performing for thousands and thousands, you know, of people live. Like, that is one of my favorite parts of competing. And, you know, the Apex, fighting at the Apex, I have a video that Mike sent me. And he's filming me as my walkout at the Apex, and it's eerily creepy. I'm actually going to post it because I'm like, wow, it's crazy. Like, I really took the fans for granted in that regard, you know? And now I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I just hope.
This is elsewhere.
For sure. So guys, watch the UFC, or obviously can't watch it live unless you're friends with Mark Zuckerberg, or go, if you're in Orange County or LA County, come to Bellator on Saturday night. Going to be headed there. October 21st, I'm doing a live tattoo session. What does this mean? That means that if you guys want to tune in to Instagram or YouTube, you can see me get the inside of my leg tattooed right next to my hoo-ha. It's going to not be fun, so I don't know how much I'll be able to talk, but the homie Ryan Jenkins out of 7 Tattoo in Las Vegas is coming to do a guest spot at the brand new tattoo shop called Stay Sacred Studios, and that's in San Clemente, California, which is really close to where I'm at. So that's going to be cool. If you guys want to check my tattoo artist out, he is at Ryan Jenkins Tattoo on Instagram. That's all I really got to talk about. You know, this next guest is going to be fun. So let's get to her. If you guys want to help out the show or your girl, I got that exclusive content site. It's ashleyrebelgirl.com. Stay tuned for this next photo shoot. I'm doing collaboration, a sexy collab with someone. So I'm just going to leave that teaser there. And then if you want to support the show, buy some merch. That is sexviolencewithrebelgirl.com. We added some new designs, a couple other cool things on the website. We're always trying to improve for you guys. And then if you want to talk to us, sexandviolencepodcast@gmail.com. This is where you can let us know how we're doing, any suggestions, guest suggestions, fan questions. I've been getting some really heartwarming thank you for doing the show. I listened to this guest and it, you know, just made my day or made me feel better about my sexuality. That's the kind of shit, like... Okay. You know, some days, you know, we come in here and I'm like, is this really worth it? But at the end of the day, one person telling me that this podcast gave them the ability to feel more comfortable in their skin, worth it. So always reach out, guys. And I, for the most part, as long as it's not a dick pic, always respond back. You know, and then even if it is a dick pic, maybe I'll laugh at you or something like that. So if you guys enjoy the show, please rate and review us. It's really easy, but, you know, it's free 99. Go in there, be like, yeah, it fucking rocks, or whatever it is. Give us some stars, however you think we're doing. And there's a new thing that I want to mention. I keep telling you guys, but if you haven't done it, pause the show right fucking now and go do it. Go to iTunes. It's in the right-hand corner. You click the little plus sign. So simple. And basically, that's the new, like, follow on iTunes. And basically, it kind of lets you know instantly when new episodes, and it helps us move up in the chart so we're more visible to more people. Like I said, it's free 99, but it helps us out so freaking much. And if you want a sticker for some payment, send me your address in the DMs, and I will send you a sticker. I'm still doing that thing. So let's talk about the sponsors, because they actually make this show possible. When choosing a supplement company, most would think it's an easy choice, but it's not. It's a matter of pride. You have your goal set to become who you were meant to be. A decision, a moment in life when you decide to be more, to be great, to use everything you can to be more than who you were. I choose Perfect Sports as my supplement company because Perfect Sports has been dedicated to providing top pros and athletes with the absolute highest quality nutritional supplements for over 18 years. Since 2003, Perfect Sports has been the choice for the most dedicated and discerning MMA and physique transforming athletes who demand the very best. Perfect Sports is known for their product, Diesel New Zealand Whey Protein Isolate. It's a pure, grass-fed, pasture-raised protein that comes exclusively from the isolated island nation of New Zealand. Virtually free of lactose, with a 90% protein yield. Even people who feel that they might be sensitive to dairy love this protein. I'm really most excited, because you guys know me, about their newest product, the Diesel Vegan. That will be ready in about a month, so stay tuned. But they aren't just a protein company. They've got products for bulking and leaning out, products for strength and recovery, pre-workout, or health and wellness to keep your immune up during these unprecedented times. Buy online at www.perfectsports.com and use code REBELGIRL for 20% discount. Connect with them on social media for all their latest product releases and giveaways. That's at PerfectSportsTM. Again, connect with them on social media for all the latest products and giveaways at Perfect Sports TM. Choose Perfect Sports. Be great. Through Hempco, are big believers in the power of hemp to help you find your better. No matter how you define that, they're committed to creating a straighter line to help you get there. They're upfront about what hemp is, what it can do, and how they make their products. Sourced from seed to shelf, organically grown hemp, non-GMO hemp, USA grown and bottled, and vegan. When you order from Through Hemp, you can be certain that you're getting the highest quality broad-spectrum CBD without any THC. Because their hemp is grown organically in Northwest America, they know every step your CBD has taken, from the seed that's planted to the final product on the shelf. Whether you're new to CBD or you've been taking it for years, you can trust Through Hemp will deliver the best quality CBD with absolutely zero THC. Check out their website at throughhemp.com and connect with them on Instagram at @through_hemp. Be sure to use promo code Ashley20 at checkout for 20% off your entire purchase. On your path towards better, skip the detours. Start with Through. Now back to our episode. Today's guest is an American professional mixed martial artist who currently competes in the flyweight division of the Ultimate Fighting Championship and the recent winner of Ultimate Fighter 30, fighting out of San Diego, California, a 10th Planet Purple Belt who's racked up numerous wins in grappling and combat grappling as well. Our returning guest was first on the show August 12, 2021, just a little over a year ago. Listen to episode 63 to hear the first part, while in this episode we talk about different ethnicities for science sake, fighting broken made her win, skinny dipping around the world, DM threats from religious community, keep that in, bring on the haters, killer traffic jam with Roadhead, no silent lovers, caught using toy at Tough House, and so much more. Here's your guest, Juliana Killer Miller. Back for the second episode with Juliana Killer Miller. She's only our second returning guest. Yeah. Zeta. So you are third returning guest in 2 years. Some of my favorite people, I'm just having them come back on because in a short period of time, so much can happen. Just like with Juliana. Juliana, thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing?
Dude, I'm awesome. I'm so excited to be here. And, you know, it's always a fun conversation. So,
yeah, actually, this morning I re-listened to episode 63 or 67, Zol. Okay. 63. Episode 63, guys. So if you're listening right now and you're like, oh, I always wanted to get to know Juliana, go back, press pause right now, listen to episode 63, get the foundation, get where she comes from, get some of those awful, toxic, shithead boyfriend experiences. So you, when we start talking about what she's got going on now, you can have the full picture. So Juliana, I'm sorry I lost contact with you personally after the show, because you've been such a busy woman. You were on The Ultimate Fighter. Congratulations. Dude, I was like, yeah, at the end of the podcast, I was like, you're going to be a champion. You're going to do this. And then I was listening this morning. I'm like, I called it. I knew it. She's great. So tell us a little bit about just the house. I kind of, let's go through this step by step. We have so much to get through because you've been a busy woman. But let's do the violence aspect of sex and violence first. So how does it feel to be the tough champion? And what was that experience like? I know it's a loaded question, but
yeah, it feels like a breath of fresh air to be the Ultimate Fighter champion. I was very hard on myself about making this a reality just because I wanted it so bad. I've never wanted anything more than to be the Ultimate Fighter champ. Like, I've never craved anything that bad. And so the amount of like focus and hard work I put into it, like interviewers would be like, why do you want to be Ultimate Fighter champion? I would almost start crying because I was like, you don't understand. I want to win this more as bad as I want to breathe. So finally holding that trophy was just like pure excitement. But I think, as Juliana Pena said in my season, you don't get married to your wins or your losses. So as much as I loved this win, I am already hungry, looking for the next one. As far as being in the Tough House, oh my gosh, what? It's such a roller coaster, mentally, physically, spiritually. So for those of you that don't know much about Ultimate Fighter, we had 8 flyweights and 8 heavyweights, men and females. And so 16 of us all in this big ass house, and we're all fighting each other, and you're on opposite teams. And so there's a lot of constant mental fuckery going on. There's no doors, and you're immersed and just thrown into a place with no contact to anyone, no phone, no computer, no music, absolutely zero connection to the outside world. You have your roommate who you may maybe fight if you both do well, and your notepad. You're not even allowed to bring in books, but if you're religious, you could bring in a Bible. So that part was a blessing and a curse all in one. It is my favorite and least favorite part about being in the Tough House is surrounded by all those people. It's going to make or break you. For me, it made me, because it really, I got to focus on myself. And for the first time ever, I didn't have to worry about 4 jobs or anything like that. So it was hard, but it was also the best thing that I've ever done. And I'm so grateful to Dana White. Shout out to him for still having this possible. And I'm going to make history of our sport this again and become the flyweight UFC world champion one day. And I'm going to make it a full circle, because a lot of Ultimate Fighter winners have become champs. So.
Yeah. You are on that path for sure. It's exciting to watch you. I know that you probably made friends and, I don't want to say enemies, but there was probably friction.
For sure.
Okay. who are some people that you really got along with? I know Hannah Guy, who was on the show a while back, she spoke really highly of you. And actually, she said the exact same thing. She said, even though it was a little fucked mentally to be around those people, it was refreshing to not have to hustle and work your ass off, like multiple jobs. You could just train. And I never thought about it like that, because I had to do the same thing. But the idea of being surrounded by all those chicks, and then, you know, let's face it, it's sex and violence with Rebel Girl. So a bunch of dudes also, right? And I don't think anyone's supposed to fuck. Did they tell you, like, no fucking? I mean, if you have a roommate, can you even masturbate?
People definitely,
you know,
hooked up in the house. I was not one of them, but every season I've ever heard of, someone has hooked up in the house. I am in no way gonna give a disclosure. I will tell you, it was not me. I wish I could high five someone and be like, I smashed on Tough House, but I wasn't the one. But it did happen. Every season, there's one, if not more. So that's not in the rules at all. So it can.
They didn't give you like a, you know how like Dana White sits everybody backstage, like the coaches go away, the cornermen, all that. It's just the fighters. And then he gives you that big speech. Like, I'm sure he does that. He always does it every time, right? And I feel like with the Ultimate Fighter show, they probably did a similar thing, and they probably said, like, do this and don't do that. Did they tell you anything, like, as far as, like, hooking up or sex or romance or anything like that? Like, do or don't?
Honestly, it was a long 2 days, so I kind of fell asleep. I don't remember word for word quoted the rules meetings.
Okay.
So I don't believe it was in there, but don't quote me on it. It could have.
Okay. So since you had a roommate in the house, total TMI question, but I'm like, I personally masturbate often, right? Like, I'm like, I'm masturbate when I don't feel good. I, you know, got a headache, like when obviously when I'm horned. And so I'm like, what did you have to be celibate masturbation wise, you know? Could you rub one out? Like, what, you're like Hannah or whoever your roommate was, you're like, I need 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So before I left, I was worried about this, and I actually reached out to some of the girls that I know have been on the show. I was like, so what did you do? And one of them was like, yeah, I brought a toy. So I went shopping before Ultimate Fighter.
Okay.
And I found the cutest little toy. It literally slides on the tip of your finger. It's this little black thing. and it just has like a little sucking thing. So it's very non-invasive. It's not like loud. It's very silent and it's waterproof.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, you know, like you have to have some alone time in yes. the shower eventually. So
that's cool. Is it that little thing that like imitates a tongue?
No, it's just like, it like slides on your finger and it has like a little sucker thing.
Oh, crazy. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Send
me a link later.
I totally will. It was awesome. And, you know, it was cool. I didn't have to do much work. It was fast. It's like a 1 minute. I'm frustrated. Next, I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I brought a toy in there.
Awesome. Yeah, that's, I mean, and that's what I figured, you know, like shower time, bathroom and all that. But it just seems, you said there was no doors?
No doors. Yeah, but you get a door on the bathroom.
Okay, thank God. That's weird. And then men and women in the house too. So like, what about changing and then men walk by? Like,
honestly, there was points of the day where I just didn't feel like running into the bathroom to change. So I had to make a choice. Am I A, flashing the camera or the door where people are walking by? So I chose camera every time. And I would literally look at the camera and I'd be like, you're welcome. And I would change. And I was like, they either love me or hate me. But I noticed that a lot of the videographers were pretty nice. So I'm like,
Yeah.
You know me, don't you?
That's like, one way to get some extra camera time.
No, it was just like, it gets a lot when you like have to run to the bathroom all the time. Like I'm used to like coming home and just like changing. So I, you know, I would sometimes just quickly do that, but you're just constantly under watch all the time, unless you're in the shower. And I think they still had mics in there.
So crazy. So crazy. So now that everything's said and done, we'll get to the sexy part, but as far as career wise, what has changed since you've become the Ultimate Fighter 30 champion?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Everything. I think what's changed the most is me personally. When I was on the show, I was really open and real, and I was so scared that I just talked way too much, which I did. But my honesty touched a lot of people. I started noticing when UFC came to San Diego the week after I won, a ton of people knew me. They knew my story. They're like, I was raised by my grandma too, or my son died a few weeks ago and I haven't been able to get out of bed. And I heard your Ariel Helwani interview, and it meant something to me. So it was like really cool. Like, not only did people know me, I touched them based on being vulnerable about my story.
Yes.
So I was like, holy shit. The biggest thing that changed for me is I'm confident in my voice. I believe that I can make a big difference for this world and I can do a lot of good things. And so it's like, I just feel confident about my voice and my fighting style. And I know that I have a lot to bring the fans. I always promise a honest and vulnerable version of myself, even if sometimes that's like a bit exotic, we shall say.
No, I think everyone really appreciates your realness, and it's very
obvious when people are like trying to put on this persona, you know, or they like are a certain way on social media and then you meet them in person and they're different, or, you know, one day they're this way and the next they're another. I think you're always you. You're always authentic. And you're like me in the sense where I feel like sometimes I'm probably too honest. I'm like, you know this, and I'll tell you about, and they're like, whoa, you're real comfortable with your background. And I'm like, because like I know so many people, just like you said, Juliana, are not talking about where they came from based on embarrassment or fear or feeling alienated. And then here,
dude,
you,
it is, yeah, embarrassing. Honestly, like,
it used to be for me, and I really hope that you're not embarrassed anymore of your background, because you're doing the fucking thing and you're inspiring people, and I know I am too. And so why be embarrassed anymore? Now just be,
I mean,
like, hey.
I guess embarrassed isn't the right word, but it's something that I remember in not the lightest fashion. Like, when I think about where I was at when I was going through these things, I can almost be in that moment. And so I think that that's something that drives me within my story. So it's like thinking about how I felt in that moment when I was going through all these things. It's like, how do you come to a place where you let your mind get that low when you have so much to offer the world, you know? So that's something that I think like is hardest for me when I'm in my lows, is I'm like, you can do so much. Why are you feeling this way? You know?
Yeah. Cause you know, you're so, you're capable of so much more, but you're human. You know, you, me, everybody, doesn't matter if you're Conor McGregor, Dana White, maybe not Dana White. Dana White seems like a fucking, he wakes up and he's like, I'm going to fucking suck today's dick, you know? Like, but some days you wake up, you know, and you're just like, damn, I feel sad, or I feel, you know, whatever. You, Juliana, it sounds like you've got a really strong grasp on never forgetting where you came from. And I always remember that too, because like you can get real comfortable and rest on your laurels, kind of like how you said Juliana mentioned, you know, like, oh, I got to win. But you can't do that shit. You got to remember the dirt poor, the dysfunctional, the fucked up before you started making it. And that's what will help you accelerate, I think.
Yeah.
So on a freaky or like a kinky level, what has changed for you since The Ultimate Fighter, relationship, love, personally, like on that level? Everything you say here stays between you and me and the rest of the world.
And the rest of the world, yeah. I started seeing somebody after Ultimate Fighter, and I felt like we both saw an incredible future that we could create together. But the situation was not ideal for a lot of reasons. And
didn't work out.
Yeah, so didn't work out. I'm single now.
Okay,
I'm single
all right. Now. So you gave it a go.
But it's interesting. It was like on and off anyway. So I think that what is meant to be will come. But it was actually in perfect timing because I traveled. I went to Ireland. So that was fun. I have my little leprechaun.
That's cute.
My leprechaun water. Stay lucky, guys. To everyone out there, listen. No matter what you're going through, in a relationship or not, I hope that you get to stay lucky.
I love it. Yeah, I've been following your social media adventures, and I'm like, every time I see you travel somewhere or do something fun, I'm like, oh, yes, we're going to talk about it on the podcast. So has there been anyone in this past year that you've met in your awesome travels that you know, no names, but this was an experience that you will remember?
Yes, of course. So I think that I have this funny philosophy while I'm single is for the sake of science, I like to experience different ethnicities and types of people and different people from different countries, you know, because what if my girl is like, oh my gosh, how's an Irish boy in bed? I can be like, for the sake of science, here's my experience. So I think that, you know, for the sake of science, you could try things out, you know, like if you, how are the Mexicans? How are the Hawaiians? Like, you know, obviously white girls have a rep for being a little bit crazy,
yeah, we do.
A little bit freaky. I'm like, it's fairly true, you know?
Yeah.
So I, on my travels while I'm single, do my For Sake of Sciences, and, you know, I'm not going to give the DL live, but if someone were to ask me, hey, man, what is the Irish like? I'd have such a good answer for you, you know?
I love it. Was there any experience? Did you meet anyone like a cute meet, you know, like a fun like type of meeting? Or was it just kind of like bar hopping? Did you, you know, was it in the midst of traveling on trains or planes? Like how did you meet anyone that you may or may not have had like a romantic adventure with?
Definitely may have. I think while you're young, you should be smart, obviously. Mm-hmm. Even though for a while these adventures were like with mostly one, there's a bunch of ways you can set it up. So for me, if I'm traveling and I'm single, if you're a girl or a dude, going to a gym is an excellent place to meet people. Even just to roll and be like, hey, where's a good place to go out? You're local. So yeah. Even if you're not necessarily hitting on the person there, which in my case, I usually am because I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And a baby, you know. So when I'm at these gyms, I will meet people. And most of the time it's genuine, just like, oh, I want to hang out and I make a lot of friends. But sometimes it can lead to, oh, I met someone at the bar, or this person had a cute friend with them, or this person ended up being single. But a lot of times I actually go out with my girls. So I'll go train, and then I love becoming friends with the girls I train with. So I'll go out with them and be like, hey, so, you know, who's single? So that way I'm not like crossing any boundaries. But it's a good, you know, starting with the locals is a good way to go about it. And that's connected to whatever you're doing. If you are a volleyball player and you found a place they're playing volleyball, like I would start there, meet some people and go out. But honestly, thank my lucky cookies, I'm pretty cute, so so while I'm out, people come and talk to me all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like ridiculously blessed. Like I think anybody that doesn't make a commitment to me, or like anybody that messes up an opportunity with me when I'm dating, I'm like, yo, you're dumb. You have no idea how many people are in line. And here I am being all picky, like one every once in a while. So it's just like, I'm just having so much fun. And it's like, I am finally confident. I got that from Ultimate Fighter. I'm so confident now. If I'm going to give someone a chance in a relationship and you F up, I'm like, you're dumb. You have no idea what I'm creating or who I'm going to be. So I don't stay down about people too long. Good. And I, you know, I stay picky with my choices. Good. But for the sake of science, every once in a while, I will end up skinny dipping and kiss the person next to me. You know, maybe it's been a girl before. Who knows?
I love it. It sounds like the Ultimate Fighter gave you so much more confidence in yourself. Like, obviously, your fighting ability, you are the Ultimate Fighter. But like now you see yourself as like, damn. Like, I'm on this fucking track. Like, I'm awesome. I'm only 26, right?
Yeah.
I'm only, I'm fucking getting old. 35. You know, like, you're 10 years younger. You're the Ultimate Fighter. You have so much, like, you are right now in it, girl. And I was actually thinking about this. It's like, you don't even know your, like, time to shine is done. And, you know, like, you just don't know when it's
over. It's going to be over. I'm aware my time to shine will be over fast. So I'm just taking full advantage and, like, enjoying the journey, but just going for it now.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
because it's like I'm not gonna be here forever, and that's why, okay, I like to live every day like it's my last, because I have had so many friends die in my past. It's sad. Like sometimes someone's driving, a car accident happens, and they're gone. And they're gone. They're 20, they're 19. So for me, I don't know what's gonna happen. So yeah, I love to live my life to the fucking fullest. And I am so proud to have found that confidence, because it's like I used to stay sad too long about things, but just really believing in what I have to offer and who I'm going to be has been the most exciting journey. And I think it makes everything, like, I feel like I improved some in bed too. I'm like, I don't know how I could possibly get better than this, but I did. And now I'm like, I'm like, I know you'll be thinking about me for a long time, so you're welcome.
Girl, you can always get better. You can always become a better athlete, and you can actually always become a better sexual partner. I just had on, and this is not just shameless self-promotion, the last episode. Listen to it, Juliana. It's called, it's like 115 with Susan Bratton. She's an intimacy expert. There are so many different programs and books, how to do this, how to do that. And it's like, you think you're good. Like, I think I'm good in bed. And then I was looking at some of this shit, like, I know this is like TMI, obviously, but you know, she was like, yeah, you girls can become squirters, you know? So you think,
oh,
like,
I know all about that.
So. Oh, okay. All right.
Wanna you know, learn?
I mean, I may or may not be subscribing to Susan's How to Squirt 101, you know? So well, I don't even know if that's what it's called, but yeah, you
well,
can.
I think what made me a better lover is actually the last person I was seeing was very basic. Like they were a little bit older, so it had been years since they opened up to someone. So my first response to them was, we're sexually incompatible. Sorry. And they wanted, you know, to stay in contact with me. So
we, of course he like, did.
I got to teach this person all these fun different things. And so now I'm like, wow, that's, you know, like teaching people really does make you better. So
yes, it does.
If you ever want to get better, you know, like, let me find a beginner and like jujitsu.
I love, one of my favorite things is like comparing sexual analogies or like love, you know, and like MMA analogies. I'm like, you got to train hard, you know, you got to do this. So
yeah,
it sounds like you've been practicing on all levels, which is good to be the best.
I mean, I wouldn't say all levels. There was definitely, I was such a good girl for a few months, like. Now I'm experiencing life again.
But. You got locked up in a house with a bunch of bitches and some dudes you weren't supposed to fuck. I feel like I would for sure go on a crazy sex binge and food binge.
Dude,
and
I didn't. That's the craziest thing because I knew I was fighting Brogan. So the only thing I could think about is who is going to help me win this fight. And that is all I could think about. I literally, my mind was just like, I will do anything to win this. So I spent every second that I was awake thinking about this finale fight. I don't know if Brogan had this obsession and that's why we were so different, but I mean, like, I didn't care about boys. Like, if I really needed it, I have a friend that I would call, because honestly, I was alone pretty much that entire camp. I didn't even want to deal with going on a date, because what if the date was bad or it was offered or they asked me about my weight cut or like. So in camp, I would rather just hit up somebody that I've already hooked up with before that I know will give each other a good time. And so that's my in camp recipe. I am like the most vanilla person ever in fight camp because I just want to win and I don't want to deal with like drinking or meeting people. And yeah,
you're not vanilla. You literally this right here, what you just said, is the reason why you won the fucking show. It's because you can compartmentalize sex, violence, whatever it is, you know. And it was
like,
it was time to be a savage, and then you knew that later, you know, you would have plenty of time to do all the other stuff. So,
but thank God for the ones out there who you take care of, the people you love, if you're not single and you have a friend that you can be like, listen, I need to start my period early, like, come give me a good time, and they show up and do that for you. You're the real MVP. Honestly,
to be honest, that's the best, because, and people listening to this, they're not going to understand unless they've been in fight camp before. Your body, you're so drained. Basically, ain't nobody got time for romance, you know, like when you're horny.
No, not at all. I literally was like, I want to talk to my coaches, my training partners. And then it's like, see you in a week. Like, yeah. I don't need to call them. Or no. I just. Like,
so,
I, but
so many
like
things
not,
can go
it's
wrong.
It's not them. It's not even them. It's just that, like, nobody can understand how bad I want this thing. So unless you understand, get the fuck out of my way, because I will do anything to be the best at this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm I made up in my mind that I was going to win, and I just refused anything else. I was like, I'm fucking winning this shit. I don't care. Like,
I think your mind is the strongest.
I'm getting all like.
For sure. I can tell. Juliana, your mind is like so strong. I feel like it's your mind that obviously amazing skill set. But like the difference between two badass bitches or men at the highest level, it's the fighter that thinks they can. And that's all it is. Your mindset, you had told yourself you were going to be a champion. I remember I was listening to the first episode, and at one point you were like, when I'm a champion, when I'm a champion. A year ago, you were putting that self-talk, that positive self-talk out there into the universe, around everyone. You got me. I was like, oh, this bitch is going to be a champion, you know? Like, I was like... Yeah, and now you fucking are the ultimate fighter 30 winner, which is just the tip of what you're going to do. So I'm so proud of you, girl. I'm going to get all mushy.
Thank but... you. Oh, my gosh. So I do want to say some fun things from the stories that just happened.
Okay.
For you guys out there, this is something I do in every country. My coach, Manolo Hernandez, told me about this, actually. He's like, yeah, you know, every country I go to, I float. And I was like, that's fucking cool. You float everywhere that you travel. And so one day I was at a Combat Jiu-Jitsu Mexico event and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go float. But I was trying to figure out how I was going to get this guy to leave with me. Right.
And you mean, sorry, so, real quick, float by like in the ocean or like a float?
Yeah, like float anywhere in a pool, in an ocean.
Okay.
He floats everywhere he travels. He lays in the water and he floats.
Okay.
So for me, I was like, okay, I need to go like float in the ocean. Let me get someone to go with me. And here was my pickup line. Let's go skinny dipping. So it started in Mexico and I went skinny dipping, and now every country that I travel to, I skinny dip. And let me tell you, it is so fun and freeing. Like when I went to Ireland, I did it in the waterfall and I waited till everyone left and I just got in there and I felt the natural flowing water and it was great. Mexico, I've done it. Wow. I haven't been back to Brazil since I was young. So anywhere that I've had a chance to get in water in all these countries, I've skinny dipped. So I think if you have a couple, like if you're in a relationship, so you and your boyfriend try this, the next country that you visit, wait till like 2 or 3 in the morning, there's no one on the beach, skinny dip.
Okay.
Like it is so fun. It is so much fun. And
okay.
So hopefully from my travels, y'all take that and you skinny dip a little, because you feel everything just like rushing through you. Like, it's just fun.
I love
it. And yeah, it's just like your heart races and you're just like, oh, like, should I do this? Or
do you think that you are someone who gets a kick out of the potential of getting caught? Like, kind of like an exhibitionist?
Maybe, but more than that, it's just, it's not even that you could get caught. It's like, it's so grounding and freeing. Like, for instance, Manny likes to float, right? I learned it, like, when I am just free in the water, I genuinely feel at peace. Like, I could be alone. I could literally be alone. There could be no one around me, and I'm still going to do this in one place in every country. So it's not that I could do it in nature where literally no one will ever find us, and God forbid you start screaming because no one's coming to save you. You know what I mean?
That's
so
great.
There's like, I could be anywhere. It's more about how my heart and body feel. Like, I feel connected. Like, we're born naked. We die naked. You're not in the, like, unless you have your clothes and cloak on when you're buried or burned, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's, we shower naked. Like, I think natural bodies are a beautiful thing. And so to just feel the freedom in the water, we're 90% water. The earth is mostly water. Like, water is power. And when I'm just fully grounded there, I feel free. I feel excited. I'm just like,
I want to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Perfect Sports. These guys are always keeping things fresh and being creative with their flavor options. Their newest flavor of Diesel Whey Protein Isolate is no different. Inspired by the fall season, Perfect has come out with a limited edition Pumpkin Spice Latte flavored protein. Pumpkin Spice Latte provides a spicy and savory aromatic taste that can be enjoyed warmed or chilled. Remember, guys, this is a limited edition, so make sure to get your orders in soon. Inventory will be going quick. As always,
This new limited edition flavor provides you with the same benefits that Diesel always does. It's third-party tested for banned substances and is the highest quality that protein can be. Order yours now by heading to perfectsports.com and using my code REBELGIRL for a 20% discount.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now back to the episode.
That makes sense. Actually, I'll tell a quick little story. So I went to Hawaii like 2 or 3 weeks ago. The boyfriend and I took some mushrooms and we went with like two of our friends and I was staying with my uncle and then our friends were staying in like a hotel. And so we hung out with them and they got like an adjoining room and we ate the mushrooms and then we're like, oh, I wonder if the hot tub's open. But then we knew it was closed. But me and my boyfriend were like, fuck it, we're just gonna go sneak in. Yeah, so there was no fence, but we were like, we just didn't know how long we would get in the tub or get in the hot tub, and then they would kick us out. But we're like, even if it's 5 minutes, it's worth it. So we go down there, we like sneak in, and you know, we're like feeling good. And at one point, so he's laying on the side, and then I'm like laying with my feet out on his lap and like kind of laying back, like almost floating. I'm not quite floating because I'm touching him, right? But I closed my eyes, and I swear it felt like I was floating off into like another universe. And then like later it's like, hey, get out of that hot tub. We're like, oh okay. So but it was so worth it. And it was just like this quick little like amazing feeling of like I literally felt like I was floating like into outer space. And so that just reminded me about what you said about floating. But anyway, so last time we spoke, it's been a little over a year. You were single, not looking. I feel like you're along the same lines. You've, you know, had some situations, tested some relationships along the way. Are you
right back where we started?
No, you're okay. Maybe romantically, but career-wise, it is, you've done so much. And not, yeah. Like you said, you've been conducting science experiments. So it's not like you haven't been doing things that are beneficial to you. That's what dating is. You're just like we talked about before, you got to kiss some toads, kiss some frogs, you know, and then eventually, hopefully you find your prince or whatever. But it sounds like you're kind of just like wanting to be single, and if you find someone who adds value to your life and vice versa, kind of like how we talked about on the first podcast, is that safe to say?
No, I would love to be in a relationship with somebody, but it just has to be very healthy. I don't care for a lot of people. I just I really, if it's not gonna be able to be mentally and physically beneficial for my career right now, I'm being selfish. So it's like fighting comes first. I need somebody that's going to help me build on this and then elevate together. And if there's any strain on that, it's not healthy. But like, I definitely want to find somebody that I could settle down with and just do fun things with and travel with. Like, oh my gosh, I would have loved to like had my man with me in Ireland and gone to the Guinness factory together. So I would love for that, but I'm also not rushing into it. And just because I want that, I'm finally not willing to put up with bullshit to get it. Like, I will fucking have a boundary now and I just stick to it. Like, I know I'm amazing. And I think too many people let their want to be in a relationship happen just too quick. Mm. And I've made that mistake so many times that now I'm just like, dude, unless this is gonna really help benefit my career, I'll just handle it. Like, I'll still be able to find a boyfriend in a little while. But if the opportunity comes, I would be the happiest person ever. So.
Okay, good to know. I just want to kind of know where you're at mindset-wise when it comes to relationships. So on a fun note, we always talk about the DMs. After you won the show, did it explode with craziness or was it pretty tame?
It exploded with craziness. Okay. Like, thousands of messages, wow. Even messages from girls, even messages from angry ex-girlfriends. Like, oh my God.
Wait, so what do you mean?
It was girls that would freak out on me, like, my boyfriend looks at your page and blah, blah, blah. I started seeing someone and his ex contacted me, my friends, like, literally, oh my God, my DMs blew up with just, I'm like, what is going on here? Like, handle your people. And then, it's just
so
like,
how do you navigate that? You know, like, cause some people, they read those and it actually gets to them. You know what I mean? Their mental state. Now, did it affect you or were you just like, fuck these bitches, I don't care.
I was kind of pissed at first, yeah, but then I was able to compartmentalize and be like, oh, they're crazy. And even, like, the threats that come from people, too, like, I'll get literal, like, threats, like, oh, you posted a sexy picture in this place, like, the gods are gonna chop your head off, you're so disrespectful. Like, I get, like, very religious people telling me the most mean stuff because I post, like, sexy sometimes. And, yeah, so I just realized that no matter what is being said, a friend Jimmy sent me this YouTube video of Cat Williams. And he's like, yo, we need haters. If you got 20 haters, you need to go and get yourself 35 of them. Let a hater do their job. What is a hater's job? To hate. So I'm like, these people start hating. I'm like, yo, I'm going to let you do your job. Keep on hating. So, like, now I think it's so funny. I'm just like, keep at it. Like, this is your job, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you do it.
There's a quote. It's like, I forget. I'm notorious for, like, knowing quotes, but not actually knowing the quote. It's like, if everybody's happy, you know, or if everybody likes you, you're doing something wrong. Like, yeah. You're gonna fucking make waves because, like you said before, those people in your DMs, most likely a lot of those people, the haters, are just jealous, you know? And it doesn't necessarily mean that you did anything wrong. You're just doing you. You did nothing wrong. But these people just hate because they don't know how to be introspective and you know, not do
but
that.
But I will say, I have 200,000 times the love than I do hate. So oh, yeah. I would just like to pour a lot into that of telling everybody watching, fucking thank you for being here. And you're awesome. You know, like, hearing these fun stories and stuff like that is great. And I receive way more love than I do hate. That's why I laugh about the hate. I think if it was flipped and I received more hate than I did love, it would be easier for me to be feeling like, ooh, my heart, oh God, you know.
For but sure, you're
I'd probably be like nunchucking someone by now and shit.
Can you use those?
Haters. Yeah.
Like, good, or like you might give yourself a black eye right now?
No, I wouldn't give myself a black eye.
Oh shit, oh shit. Oh dang. Yeah. Oh shit, that's tight. That's so cool. She's doing nunchucks, Zol. Come here.
Yeah, I was doing this the whole house. Honestly, it's a lot of fun.
This is so cool. She's doing nunchucks.
I got pretty good at, like, doing this one in the head.
Oh dang.
I fucked up this time. But, like, I was doing this at the Tough House outside in the grass when I had to just chill out and be in my own. So I would just, like, throw it.
Oh, that's cool.
Whatever. So this is actually self-taught in Tough House.
Oh shit, good job, girl.
Please.
Yeah, that, like you said, one of the, you know, it was a trade-off. You can't have your phone, you can't have books, but you had all this extra time to probably do shit like that.
I brought nunchucks. Really cool. I ordered a lot of shit. Like, I ordered this there. And I fucking would go and do yoga by the pool. Oh. And I had so much fun just, like, learning other activities and journaling. I journaled everything.
Oh, good for you, girl. Damn, that's one thing. I've like, created a lot of new healthy habits. But one thing people keep telling me is journal. And I don't fucking do it because I got chicken scratch writing. And it's like, I don't know. But I need to start doing that. So, okay, guys, if you listen to episode 63, you know a little bit about Juliana's background and some of the, you know, people that she's
dated and stuff like that. So I don't want to like touch on the same stuff, but I do want to ask you this question. What is the most romantic or craziest thing that you've ever done for love?
Oh my God.
You can be sweet and do something, or maybe you did like a crazy girl thing, you know, but
It's funny because like there's a lot of things that I've thought about doing that I think is so fucking crazy that I would do for love. Like I think about all the time, like if I was in love with someone and they were treating me right, I would literally move away from my home to be with this person. And to me, that's fucking nuts. The thought of like, I would ever leave this for someone I love. I haven't done that in love yet, but I've definitely thought about it. And that was like, for me to even think about doing this for you is like, I think one of the like, so sweet and romantic, because like I cared about them so much that I would be willing to build a life with them, you know. And I think building someone with something, like building something together, is the most romantic and beautiful thing you can do in a relationship. Like, I don't care if you're fucking rich, I don't care if you're broke, all I care about is that you're passionate and you're on the course to building something for yourself. And then if our paths align, we can be a super couple and take over the world in the healthiest ways and help a bunch of kids and shit. And so I think that's the most romantic thing, is to like,
yes,
change and uproot your life for the person that you love.
I think what that boils down to, Juliana, is like, you would be willing to sacrifice for this person because you like where you live, you like your home, you like your teammates, you like, you know, and to like tell someone, hey, I will uproot my entire life for you, is a sacrifice. Like, so how much you're willing to sacrifice for your sport is a good indicator of how much you fucking love it, right? So how much you're willing to sacrifice for a human, damn, you must love that motherfucker, you know, like you're gonna move away for him.
Yeah. And so I feel like if I ever said something like that to you and you like, I don't know, I'm just like, that's so sweet and romantic. And like I see my friends that are married, you know, and a lot of them are like, we lived in opposite states and then I moved here after a few years to be with them, and like they're building shit together. Like, that's so sweet. Or if you know, Matt, and you're marrying your high school crush. But I think that the most romantic thing I can see with a partner is us building something incredible together. That's like the most like,
You have not changed since the last episode. Like I said, I listened to it this morning, and the same thing. You were like, look, I want to find a partner that we can change the world together. And I'm like,
I want to build shit. Like, oh my God. Like, great. Make money moves. Let's own 10 properties around the world. Yeah. And, you know, like, use our credits together and get smarter. I want somebody to, you know, like, and I don't know, like a similar path and vision, especially like with nature and meditation. Like, if you're ambitious and we match, but you hate being in nature, I'll be like, oof, I need a man that's going to lay on my hammock naked with me.
I don't know. Weekend.
That roasting marshmallows, like, you can have, like, yeah, just like, I need that every once in a while. So
yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
A lot of shit. No, I'm like, I have like three boundaries. That's it.
You have three boundaries?
Yeah, like I'm like, there's like three major things that I would ask for a person, you know?
Okay, what are those? Hit me.
Okay, so like the first one is loyalty.
Yes.
In the sense, like, if we're together, you are not touching, sleeping in the same bed with any physical connection to another woman. Like, unless we go out and find a girl and make it fun or something like that, you know?
Have you ever done that?
What?
Have you ever done that? We'll get to two and three in a second. Sorry. Yeah. But have you done that with someone that you're in a relationship with that you love?
Yes.
And you went and you found another girl. All right. So
I've done that before. Yeah. I mean, the relationship didn't work out, but yeah. It was a fun experience.
Was there any like mind fuckery after the fact? Do you know what I mean? Because girls, we get in our head about shit, right?
Yeah. Because if it's with a local girl, then it's like, oh my God, are they going to be hitting her up when I'm not here? So you really need to trust your partner that, they just enjoy watching you and another girl and like can have fun together. Mm-hmm. So I made a rule out of it. Like for my next husband, what a lucky man. If mm-hmm. we want to get wild and bring in other girls, she's not allowed to be local. I choose the girl and the connections go through me. So it's like, if we're at a bar or something, then it's like, I would get her number and it wouldn't be somebody that lives by. So I wouldn't have to worry about them showing up or something.
Yeah,
I just want it to be a random fun night where the energy is fun. You know, every once in a while you go out and you're like, oh my God, is this girl flirting with me?
Yeah.
Like this could be fun.
Or you're like me. I'm like, oh my God, this girl wants to be my best friend. And then later her hand is on my leg and I'm like, oh, she wants to be more than friends. I do not have a gaydar. And my boyfriend is like, babe, it's like you forget that you're also attractive to the opposite
girls
sex.
Girls hit on me all the time. It's crazy. And I'm always like, is she? And then I see her leg like on the innard of my thigh right here. And I'm like, flirting. Definitely once it passes the midline in the thigh, that's flirting.
I think that's also like pretty late to pick up the fact that she's flirting, right? Because if a guy's flirting with us, we're like, ding, our like red light radar, you know, like.
Dude, I don't even know anymore. I'm not good at this shit anymore. But once the hand is touching my leg, I know.
Okay. Yeah. That's like a very obvious sign. Okay. Okay. So
I guess my gaydar is not the best either. I don't have the most experience, but I have before and it was fun.
So as far as like being in the house, I know you didn't hook up with anyone, but did the guys start looking a little better as time went on? You know what I mean? Because what was the total span that you were, I guess, celibate, you know, like you didn't fuck before you won the fight, right?
8 weeks.
You didn't fuck before you didn't fuck before you won the show, right?
Yeah, I was out of the show for 4 months. So not my two fights in the house, but the finale, yes, of course.
Okay, because I was trying to put a scientific purposes here.
That would be like 6 months.
Yeah, well, I was trying to like do like a correlation. I'm like, okay, what is the recipe to win the ultimate fighter? You know, like no sex or?
I had no sex. So like I saw someone before I went in and then I saw someone a few weeks after I got out. But I wasn't with anyone in there or anything. And so I was not attracted to any of the guys in the house.
That's
like,
good.
I did not want to hook up with anyone. I had dudes that I were like close friends with, but I saw them as like, oh, like my tough brother.
Yeah.
And if anyone was cute, the cute ones were in a relationship or married. So it's like, immediately just like.
Turn off.
But. So I wasn't attracted to anyone in the house, but there was definitely people that I thought were cute, either like staff or something like that. I was like, oh, you're cute. But of course, that's not going to happen. So like there was times after a while of being locked in there, you see a camera guy and you're like, oh, God, he's kind of cute.
This camera guy's kind of cute. Okay.
And you're like, the camera guy, Juliana, really? And you're like, look at him. Look at him holding the fucking thing. And it has the like. The voice thing with the fluffy thing on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like been holding it for a long time. You can see the arm muscles. You're like, whoa.
He's just the boom mic guy. You're like, ooh, the boomstick guy is really hot.
So I definitely got a little bit more like excited, but I was just so focused. I mean, my last fight, we left that night. So right after the fights, we packed up and left. So I didn't have time to really worry about that. There, you know, I'd be like, damn, I think more people are cute than normal, but I just wanted to win. So
yeah, well, what you did, it worked, girl. So the last time we spoke, I asked you as far as like sex goes, like your craziest sexual experience, and you shared a very fun story about Raging Waters or like the water park.
Oh yeah.
And if you guys don't know, I'm not telling you. It's that's a teaser, but she may or may not have been sexually active on Raging Waters. So, but
Six Flags.
Oh, Six Flags. But have you had something, a fun sexual experience or a wild sexual experience that you would share with us since you've last been on the show?
Yes. Yeah. So I did have one really wild one that was fun. I was driving with a person that I was seeing at the time, and for some reason there was like road work and road got shut down, and it was like, as we pulled up, it was like, you're stuck for 15 minutes. Well, I hadn't seen this person in a long time and we were going for a drive. So already I was like kissing them, and it had just led to like roadhead. And then we came to the stop and it was like 15 minutes. And we just like looked at each other, and it was really hot. He just like pulled me on top of him, and it was a really fun experience. But the most funny thing is like, his windows aren't fully tinted. So there was cars coming up, like there was maybe 5 cars behind us, and the windows are like slightly tinted, but we're like, everyone's at a complete stop. So I feel like they could have seen, but I don't really know. And that was just a fun experience. For those of you couples out there, like, stuff on the road can be so fun.
That's awesome. There's just like a church van slowly driving by, like, ooh.
And to your left.
To your left, we have Juliana Miller.
I know. Out of everyone in there, raise your hand if you've had a car experience. Like,
Man, I used to have a 1974 Ford Maverick with the bucket seat in the front.
What about since your high school car?
So I feel like I'm too big of a fucking woman to do it, unless maybe we had like
a bench seat.
Yeah, well,
that goes across.
But like nowadays you don't have bench seats in cars. It's just like one and one, you know, and then, you know.
You know what? I feel like when I'm not cutting weight, I'm like 150.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm pretty much a big girl too. And when there's a will, there's a way. That's what I'm like. You're stuck there long enough and you want it, you'll fit.
Trust me. I feel like I would for sure do the roadhead thing, but I might be too much of a pussy to just full on do it. Because you know why? Because now I'm older and I literally think of like, oh, if we get caught, what are the repercussions? Obviously, when you're young, you're like, fuck it, I don't care. But my friend or my boyfriend has a friend that actually peed in public, right? Just went pee. He had to be on the fucking sexual predator list for peeing in public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what if I'm fucking, we're doing some fun sexual thing, and then the cop, like, who just, you know, never gets laid, he's just like, oh, no fucking in public. And he, like, you know, writes you a ticket, you got to go to court. So I actually, like, miss my, like, wild, like, don't think about it times, because now my brain is like, well, I don't want to get in trouble, because, you know, Rebel Girl be getting in trouble all the fucking time.
I don't want to get in trouble too, but I think the instance I did it in, it was like, even if there was a cop, he would have been in line back a few cars.
We could see
which 2 cars are in front of us, and what, they're going to call the cops and they'll arrive before 15 minutes. Like,
I love it. So I always ask every guest, I've asked you this before, but what is your biggest pet peeve in the bedroom? Or maybe not even just like with sex in general.
Yeah, I said this last time too, like, which is funny, a one trick pony. It's funny because I actually ended up seeing somebody that just liked one thing. And I was like, I need to explore a little bit if we're gonna do this, you know. And maybe I actually came to like their one style. Like,
what was like, the one position?
But we moved around a lot, you know.
It's just you on top, and he just picks you.
By the end, but that was my biggest pet peeve, is like, just one position forever is so lame. I'm like, I don't like that. And also, of course, like, they need to like smell really, really good. Like, if you have any funky smell, like, that's not like, you need to smell good.
Yeah. So, yeah. Guys, if you guys don't know this, you know, maybe you're young, I don't know, but when I smell a guy and he smells like clean and or like a little bit of cologne, not too much, I'm like, it like gets my like lady parts tingling, you know? I'm like, yeah. Like a well-kept, like fucking, he takes care of himself. Like, that's sexy. That's fucking.
Yeah.
Also, I love when my man is sweating like fucking crazy working out, but that's not because he smells like shit. It's because he's training hard. So yeah. It's hard. Like, I feel like we're giving mixed signals, like smell good, but like also sweat and be.
Just take a shower after you sweat.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. Take a shower after you sweat. Juliana.
My other pet peeve is like lack of expression. Like, I want a little bit of vocal of like, yeah. Like if you're just quiet the whole time, I'm like, because like if I be whispering dirty shit and you're just like silent, I'm like, this is such a weird, like, should I like put on a blindfold? Like,
yeah.
So, like, you don't have to talk a lot, but just like a little sound here and there, you know?
Yeah, no, actually, the last episode, if you listen to it, literally, you enjoy sex more if you're more vocal. It has something to do with, like, you know.
I want to hear your voice when you're like feeling good. Like, ooh, that is hot to me. Like, I want to know when love this or like, I like hearing that. Like, one of my love languages is words of affirmations. So a silent lover to me is like, oh, that is such a pet peeve. Like, you need to tell me I'm beautiful. You need to tell me you're so glad I'm in your life. And you occasionally need to be like, babe, I'm going to come. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, I love dirty talk. I feel like one of the best things about being in a relationship is you can get really fucked up because you know that you love each other, right? So you can get really dirty and know that you're like, if you were with a guy on the first date and he starts calling you like a dirty little slut, you're like, oh shit, this guy's got some.
I would be pissed.
Yeah, this
I guy's... would never want to be called that during sex, honestly, personally. But I do understand, like, yeah, like you say something like, I want to be treated like an angel. I want to be like, you're the best. You feel so good. Like, oh, I love being called a good girl. If they're like, good girl, I'm like, oh, I feel like a little puppy. Like, Russ, come here. Good boy, come here.
Ooh, puppy.
He loves it. I feel like a little puppy. And
oh,
like,
you got a dog.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. How old is he?
He is 6 months.
Oh, my God. He's cute. Is he a beagle?
He's half beagle, half Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
I see it. Yeah. Because the King Charles Spaniel, my friend Dan has one. Oh, no, maybe that's, but they look like they have like waves in their hair. Is that like Lady and the Tramp dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's so cute. Well, Juliana, yeah, do you want to do the lightning sex round with your dog in your hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play the lightning sex round. Those of you listening who don't know what it is a yes or no rapid fire segment that we created because some people, they have a hard time talking about sex. So here we go. Juliana, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you dirty talk in bed?
Yes.
Spank or like to be spanked?
Yes.
Biting?
Yes.
Choking?
Yes.
Threesomes?
Yes.
Do you watch porn?
Yes.
Any foot fetish?
No.
Bodily fluid fetish?
I guess, yeah.
Bondage, like ropes, blindfold, handcuffs. You told us the story about tying up your guy
sure.
one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. role playing?
Yeah, that would be fun. Oh. I want Superman or Batman.
And then you're Batgirl?
Who knows?
Okay. Butt stuff on you or a partner?
Maybe.
Do you use sex toys? Oh, we already know you do. Thank you.
Yes.
Sex toys.
Yeah.
Saved your life in the house. Ever been to a sex club or a swingers party?
No.
Would you?
Not now.
Okay. Body hair, yay or nay?
That's very like on me or
on your partner.
Oh, I don't care if it's a man. Yeah, like
really
whatever.
Full bush, all good, no worries.
I mean, trim it up a little bit, but for yes or no, I'm not gonna like be like, no, babe, it's not fully today. Like,
got it. All right, and then a few new ones since the last time. Ever been caught having sex or masturbating?
Yes.
Do you want to share that story? You knew I was going to ask.
I thought it was lightning sex round.
Well, that's the last question. We got time now. All right. Moving on.
Okay. So it's a funny one. So like I used to live with my friend Maddie during my fight camp, and during fight camp, my toy was like a savior. And so we'd share a room and I'd be like, oh, she's watching TV. Like it's fine. But then sometimes she would like walk in my room and just hear like a zzz, and she's like, I'll come back later. Shuts the door. And I'm just like,
oh, I think I would much rather be caught masturbating than having sex. I don't know. I don't know what's worse, to be honest. Because if you're caught having sex with someone, it's like, oh, we're doing a naughty thing. At least I can, you know, like.
Share the guilt with the other person.
Yeah, maybe masturbating's worse because you're just like, shame. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, like, I feel like I'm really good at being quiet. So it's like, I feel like with a partner, I'm less likely to get caught than with a like, zzz, like.
Oh, here's a good question. I just randomly thought it and I realized, so you ever like have to be quiet in a situation and you realize that if you were loud, to me, it literally feels better when I can just let my natural noises out. I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But when 100%. I have to suppress it, it's like, I feel like I'm suppressing a little bit of the good feeling too.
I do feel like that too, but sometimes it's like, oh, it's like sneaky, but then I can't wait to get to a point where I can talk again, you know, like it makes it exciting to talk again when you have to be quiet sometimes, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
But I definitely don't enjoy it as much. I would agree.
Yeah. And I would, guys, if you're listening, like, don't be afraid to be vocal. It is so fucking sexy.
It's so hot. Like, tell me.
My boyfriend is gonna absolutely kill me, but he is the most vocal partner I've ever been with, to the point where like the first time we had sex, I was like, whoa. And then now I like love it. And I think back to like being with quiet, like seriously quiet lovers, you know? And I'm like, that was weird, dude. So weird.
What? Yeah, and like, I don't know.
Okay, well, it's time for Fuck, Marry, Kill. You ready?
Fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
I think we're done here. Done here. Done here.
Yeah.
Okay, so since you are Juliana Killer Miller, we gave you killers. And because we don't want to get canceled, we gave you fake ones. So you have to choose between Jason. Wait, is Michael Myers and Jason the same person? Okay, guess what I thought. Okay, so you get to choose between Jason, Freddy, and Michael Myers. Fuck one, kill one, marry one. Go. She facepalmed.
You have to think of their qualities. Each person is different.
I mean, you're not fucking Freddy. That's a yucky face, unless you're not into faces. And it's real.
You're not getting finger banged by that
one. Oh,
okay.
Zol just said you're not getting finger banged by him.
Yeah, definitely kill Freddy.
Kill Freddy.
But then both of the other ones are horrible too, like Under the Mask. But then it's like, I guess I would marry Jason because at least I know he would kill for his mother. So I'm like, this motherfucker could kill for me.
That's funny. Yeah.
Kill, locked in a cage or some fucking terrible shit.
Okay. So you're going to kill Freddy.
That's what he did to the, yeah. Yeah.
Kill Freddy, marry Michael Myers, and fuck Jason.
I can't even remember, like, who Michael Myers played.
Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
The guy that always comes back.
Halloween, yeah. That's what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a hard one for her. Okay. All right. So we're going to end the show a little differently this time, Juliana, because, yay, we actually got signed to the UFC Fight Pass platform since you were on the show. So this is the time of the show where I basically ask, where can everybody who's not going to follow us over to the UFC Fight Pass platform, where can they find you on social media, any websites, upcoming fights? Ah, shit. Okay, this is how focused on the sex part of sex and violence I am. I literally forgot to ask you if you have an upcoming fight. That's pretty bad. So do you have an upcoming fight?
I don't have an upcoming fight, and you guys can find me at killermillermma.com. You guys can find me at killermillermma for Instagram, and Juliana Miller on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have to ask, I forgot, I'm sorry, but like, do you have anyone like in your mind that you want to fight your first fight back?
I don't. I just want UFC to find some girls that don't have an insane amount of experience. Yeah. And also, oh my God, Fight Pass. That's like, oh, I didn't know. I'm like, I should have been more.
Hey, just so you know, we are the first and only explicit podcast on the Fight Pass platform. They said they're not going to fucking censor us, so we could say whatever the fuck we want. So
I know, but I'm like, oh, I talk so much.
Don't worry. People love you for being candid. It's all good, girl. So we're going to switch over to the UFC Fight Pass platform. Before we do, who would you like to hear next on Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl?
Let's see.
Pretty much all your homegirls have already been on.
No. I kind of want to hear from Caitlin Neal. I fought her on Ultimate Fighter because she's very she's so sweet, you know? And so part of me is like, maybe the sweetest ones get wild. Who knows?
So I totally already slid into her DMs and it's not her thing, which, you know, it's not for everybody. So, but I was interested in her too. Maybe another Ultimate Fighter. Maybe Brogan. Not that you care. Okay, anyway. All right, guys, boom. 116 is now in the books. Episode with Killer Miller number 2. I love having returning guests on because, actually, I will mention this because someone was hating on social media. They were like, oh, we've already seen her. We've already heard from her. I'm like, do you guys know how much somebody's life changes, not just career-wise, but love-wise, family-wise? Like, if the pandemic taught us anything, is that, fuck it, anything could happen at any moment, you know? So Juliana is a perfect example. When we first talked to her, she was 2-1 in Invicta. And then within a year span, she's the Ultimate Fighter winner. She's traveled the world and, you know, as you guys just heard, had all these fun experiences in between. So I love developing a relationship with each fighter that we have on. Just so you guys know, we will continue to have on return guests. You get to relate to them on a different level. Okay, you heard their background, where they come from, and now let's follow their career and their journey and support them even more so. Not just like, had you on, used you up, goodbye. So I'm trying to make contacts and relationships with these fighters and support my fellow athletes. So that's why I have returning guests on. Not because I'm like, oh, I ran out of people to talk to. No, I have plenty of people that I could reach out to. I surprise myself all the time. Like, I'm like, I don't want to talk to this. I don't want to bother this famous person. And then I ask them and they say, yes, and I'm like, oh God, you know. But I would much rather try to actually shed some light and spotlight on the people that I am around and you know, the people that support me as well, if that makes sense. So Juliana is amazing. We will have her back on, and you can't tell me that episode was not entertaining as fuck. It doesn't matter that we've already had her on. She always has amazing stories to share with us. If you guys didn't know, UFC Fight Pass is the world's premier combat sports streaming service with over 200 live events, the largest fight library in existence, original shows, and more. Sign up for 1 year and get half off for a limited time at UFCFightPass.com/signup. Next week, we have on a very fun guest because I don't really know shit about her. And I like that. It's like very organic. So I tried to do a little research. There's not a lot of personal information on her, but her stats. Her name is Elise Reed. She's a strawweight fighter for the UFC at the moment. She is the she was previously fought for Bellator and was the former Cage Fury strawweight champion. She did Taekwondo at 6 and kickboxing at 5 before she got into MMA. A few other people notable opponents are Jazz Davicius that we've had on the show, awesome chick, Sajara Eubanks, also had her on the show, and Sam Hughes, another person that we've had on the show. So I can't wait to talk to Elise Reed and find out some juicy stuff on her. Don't forget to check out the show's website, sexviolencewithrebelgirl.com, and you can always email us if you want to talk to us, sexandviolencepodcast@gmail.com. Support the show in other ways. Fan time, it's like OnlyFans but better, ashleyrebelgirl.com. and a quick little reminder, you're probably tired of hearing it, but I don't fucking care, please like the show, go up into the right hand corner and click the plus sign if you're listening on Apple. If you're listening on Spotify, they kind of suck. They don't even give you, I don't even think you can do reviews on Spotify. Maybe you can now. I don't know. But rate and review the show, guys. Give us some stars. It really helps us out. That's it. I love you. Thank you for all your fan questions. You guys really came through with Juliana. I didn't even get to ask all of them because I had to narrow it down. I appreciate you guys. And a big special thank you to audio engineer DJ Zoll at DJ Zoll, who will actually be playing. He's playing tonight, but we are in the future right now, so you guys won't hear him. He plays playing the Hollywood. What is it? Cemetery?
Hollywood Forever. I'm actually a special, just a guest.
Still cool. He's so humble. Yeah, DJ Zoll is actually a special guest at the Hollywood Cemetery. I went there, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which if you guys are listening, you're like, what the fuck? You're playing a cemetery? I know it's crazy, but they do like movies there and stuff. I went and saw Big Lebowski for my friend Kendall's birthday. They basically just like lay out on the lawn, like not directly on the graves, I don't think, but
no, it's in the section where there's no.
Yeah. It's not disrespectful, but it's a cool vibe. So good luck, Zoll, on that. And then, yeah, guys, I love you. Stay tuned for the next week's episode. Please follow us on Instagram at Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl and myself at Ashley MMA. And our studio is Tomorrow Kids Studio at Tomorrow Kids Official. Guys, just like we talked with Juliana, remember to be kind, be grateful, but don't take shit from anyone. Talk to you next week with a new guest and more tales of sex and violence. Bye.